This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado tonight, a dramatic moment just a few minutes ago. After a video tribute to Senator Edward Kennedy, who is battling a malignant brain tumor, the senator himself surprised delegates by appearing on the podium and giving his own remarks.
As I look ahead, I am strengthened by family and friendship. So many of you have been with me in the happiest days and the hardest days. Together, we have known success and seen setbacks, victory and defeat. But we have never lost our belief that we are all called to a better country and a newer world. And I pledge to you, that I will be there next January on the floor of the United States Senate when we begin the great count.
Well, my colleague Michelle Norris is at the convention in Denver. It sounds as though it was an extremely dramatic moment, Michelle.
Oh, a very dramatic moment, Robert. For a man suffering from a brain tumor, he had good color. He looked strong. He'd slimmed down a bit, and not surprising. And he had that full head of hair that he is really known for. I had spoke with a Kennedy relative just about 90 minutes before he took the stage, and she said that he very much wanted to speak. But even then, even 90 minutes before this, it was still very much touch and go, because she said his energy level comes and goes. And the reception in the hall was just unbelievable, because most people thought that they were going to be seeing a film tribute to Teddy Kennedy. They didn't think they were going to be seeing Teddy Kennedy in the flesh.
Well, Senator Kennedy invoked the memory of his late brother, President John F. Kennedy, who was a very young president when he was elected, and who spoke of the torch being passed to a new generation back in the early 1960s. And he spoke of that same development this year.
Yes, he
and
did.
And this November, the torch will be passed again to a new generation of Americans. So with Barack Obama, and for you and for me, our country will be committed to his cause. The work begins anew. The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.
Senator Edward Kennedy addressing the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Michelle Norris, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.